When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We got your calls at 800-919-3776 as we go through the end of the NFL season, maybe the beginning of a new dynasty in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs winning again back-to-back, already talking about trying to three-peat. We haven't seen that. I mean, imagine a three-peat. Hey, look at you, just dismissing it.
Joe Burrow's,
and then of course,
back.
If you're
Joe
the,
Burrow's coming back.
How come you're not saying Aaron Rodgers coming back? That's what I don't like. You keep saying Burrow.
Because Burrow's the guy who we've seen.
Yeah, but I want to say, I need that energy about the Jets, man.
But they're going to lose T. Higgins, so I don't know.
There you go, right? Okay, give me more positive. Did you see the reports that Davante Adams is not going to be traded?
Yeah, I can see that. Like, why would Pierce?
The Raiders putting it out there, they are not interested at all, even though Rodgers has been trying to recruit him. That the Raiders have zero interest in moving him.
Of course not. They don't even have a quarterback.
Affirmative.
They think they do.
Aiden O'Connell.
No, that ain't. Listen.
No.
That ain't gonna get it. You got the back-to-back champs there.
Yeah.
And you got Jim Harbaugh in your division. Good luck.
Good luck. Well, we'll get back to your calls. More on the Rex Ryan situation. That's suddenly very curious out of Dallas. And also the GOAT conversation that we need to now have about Patrick Mahomes. But first, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
En español.
It's the Mico Taco Belly, 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 Belly,
no,
Belly, Belly,
it,
Belly,
no, not,
Belly,
not
Belly,
everything
Belly,
is Taco
Belly,
Bell.
Belly, Belly,
no,
Belly,
I don't,
Belly,
no.
Belly,
no.
Belly, Belly, Belly,
Belly, Belly, Belly. Let's try that again.
Hora de energía.
There it is.
Oh, my
Hora.
I can't say that.
Hora de energía.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's a, no. No, Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway is not Spanish. No, he wasn't speaking Spanish.
He was speaking something.
Energía.
Ode.
Not ode. Hora de energía. Yeah. Like that.
Hora de energía.
Yeah. Hora de energía.
De energía.
All right. So out of control right now. All right. So just before we get back to the calls, as we mentioned, this is the power hour. Hora de energía. Brought to you by Avocado Green Mattress. Sleep natural. So we mentioned Rex Ryan, and as he in the pregame show or NFL Live, he had pointed out that while Shefty had reported that Mike Zimmer was getting the job as a defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys, Rex Ryan said, that's news to me. And that he had reached out to Mike McCarthy and interviewed with them, thought it went well, was very excited about the idea of joining the Dallas Cowboys, and said, I want to get back in to the game because I want to be on this stage, meaning the Super Bowl, again. And so on Pat McAfee's show, Adam Schefter came on and kind of updated his report. Take a listen to this.
Now, I knew from speaking to various people in Las Vegas this week, the Cowboys, they didn't like Rex. They loved Rex. They loved Rex. Jerry Jones, when he got done listening to Rex, was like, I was ready to run through a wall with that guy. Hey. Okay, so what do we want to say here? Well, you know, I'm going to be fully transparent. So Rex said what he said. He opened it up. I'll finish it up right now. And I love Rex. Mike Zimmer's deal is not done yet. So they have reached out to Rex subsequent to that. And they reached out to him about 15 minutes before that segment just to say, hey, any shot of this? So that's where the confusion came. They're not done with Zimmer yet. The deal's not done yet, I should say.
The deal not done with Zimmer.
Did they hire him or not?
Well, he's saying the deal's not done yet. He's not saying that Rex Ryan is still a candidate, right? All he said was Jerry Jones loved him, that the Cowboys loved him when he interviewed, but that's all that they said. So this is something to keep an eye on. Do they change it? Do they go in another direction? Well, you're staying quiet. You must know something.
No, you
know something.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, you know something.
I don't know nothing.
You're just not telling me.
I don't know nothing.
You're going to leave me. I told you, this is the scene from Good Will Hunting. Ben Affleck tells him about how, you know, I want to come to the house, and every day I come in, I hope you don't come out because I hope you've moved on to better things, right? And then, no, by the way, I'm right.
No,
really?
No,
you still said no?
No.
All right.
Chisai.
All right, that is definitely.
Is Alicia Keys pregnant? She got a little poopa.
Yeah, that's off-air conversation. So I just think
I'm going to
pull
Rihanna
up one day and you're not going to be here.
And Rihanna wasn't supposed to show anybody that she was pregnant, but she had a wardrobe malfunction.
What?
It was supposed to be
I
big.
I thought that was the whole idea going to reveal.
She said that what she had on was too small and it popped open, so she had to reveal it. But she was wearing big clothes all the time. Yeah. That happened. You don't see that? She could be pregnant. Could not be pregnant.
I was too focused on the music. Being honest.
Man, Alicia Keys. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's talented.
Yep.
She ain't one of the Buffy the Bodies.
No.
Body's solid. It's not.
She's taller than. Man, by the way, who was that?
That's Jermaine Dupri looking like CeeLo.
I thought it was CeeLo.
No.
It was so great. And then he's dressed like Angus Young from AC/DC.
And look at his socks.
What is that all about?
Yeah, he looked like some CeeLo.
I thought it was CeeLo. I'm like, wait, is that CeeLo?
He's the guy that famously got caught cheating on Janet Jackson.
Yeah, it's what are you doing?
Took the L.
You know what I mean?
The fact that she would even mess with your little hobbit ass.
First started there. Like, let's start there, right? Like you won the lottery, and then you just decided, I'm going to spend it all.
You know who his dad was?
No.
You know who his dad is?
No.
Houdini.
What?
Come on, man.
The rapper?
No, the actor. the musician. I mean,
the magician?
The magician. Hey, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Go watch.
You have no time for me today. It's great. I love it.
Go watch the Freaks Come Out at Night. You'll see him dancing with the Jerry Curl.
At night. Yeah, I know Houdini.
No, you'll see him on the video.
Oh,
Jermaine
is in the video?
Yeah, dancing for his dad.
That's tremendous. Let's get some calls in here. Lou and Manalapan. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
Sorry.
All good.
Hey, so I'm calling because I made a call a couple of years ago after Patrick Mahomes lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I got into a little bit of a debate with Bart because Bart brought up Deshaun Watson and said, I have recordings on my phone of this call because it was one of the greatest moments on ESPN. But Bart was pretty much saying that Deshaun Watson was going to be a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. And it was all because of Patrick Mahomes' physique and his playing ability and his style and all this stuff. And I just wanted to turn it around to Bart and see if that's still true, four years later.
I believe the discussion was that if Deshaun Watson was on the Kansas City Chiefs, the Chiefs would be just as good, if not better, because his ability to run at a dynamic level. And I still believe that. Now, Deshaun Watson has not been nearly the player that he was the last time we saw him put on that display when he was with Houston, when he threw for like 4,000 yards, like 4,500 yards to nobody. Like, that Deshaun Watson reminds me of Mike Tyson when he went to prison and came back and he wasn't the same guy. But before that, and back then 4 years ago, Deshaun Watson was every bit, if not more, talented with doing with less in a dysfunctional organization. Like, so I still believe in Deshaun Watson's talent. I absolutely believe that. And Patrick Mahomes, if he doesn't get control of his diet, he's not going to have the career that he needs, because this game – what he's trying to do, become the GOAT, depends on longevity. And Tom Brady had to change his diet. LeBron James had to change his diet. Carmelo Anthony changed his diet. And Chris Paul changed his diet. He's not as fat as he used to be. And we see some of the guys that as the metabolism slows down and you get some injuries and some scar tissue on you. Remember how Tom Brady had the concussion issues that, you know, Giselle said he didn't report. He had 4 or 5 concussions. He had the injuries that people didn't know about. Like Patrick Mahomes has been relatively healthy. He hasn't had his Aaron Rodgers injury, which means that even his ability to shake away now may be less than, you know, if he gets injured. Like, well, remember all the things Tom Brady went through.
And I want to add, because my whole thing with, and nothing with you, Bart, but personally, my whole thing since Patrick Mahomes joined the league, actually since he's been in the combine, is I just laugh at the fact that anyone thought that Mitch Trubisky or anyone at the combine was worthy of taking before Patrick Mahomes, and it continues to show. The guy is just electric.
It's so subjective, though, because if Patrick Mahomes isn't with Andy Reid, you know, and everything that Andy Reid had been through, you know, coaching Donovan McNabb and all the failures that he's had, would he be who he was, right? Environment matters, right? Because you can say the same thing. How many people wish they had taken Lamar Jackson? How many people this offseason wish they would have just gave up 2 first-round draft picks? How many people this year wish they had gave up draft picks? You can say that about every era.
But that's the same argument people make. But that's the same argument people make in baseball all the time with Derek Jeter. I mean, it doesn't matter if he was on the Yankees or if he wasn't on the Yankees, it makes him better because he was on the Yankees with that cast around him.
I mean, Lou, what would we be saying about Aaron Rodgers if all those teams didn't pass on him?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, but Aaron Rodgers is almost similar to like a Mike Piazza situation where someone got a steal. It was a steal pick. You took someone that was super talented very late, or Tom Brady, rather, super talented very late and was able to win because they were so skilled. So.
Yeah, no, we got you. Good stuff, Lou. I mean,
Let's go, Nick.
You got it. That's the next thing for us to talk about. Thank you, Lou. But, yeah, I mean, the Mahomes thing, you look back at the draft, and we can do that like we do with any of the players that become all-time greats. And let's go there. All-time great, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting him in that category now? Because that has been the chatter after this game. That Mahomes right now, he's still chasing Brady, of course, but that he's gaining on him. And now let's remember, too, that in between, you have Terry Bradshaw and you have Joe Montana.
I'm still not putting him past Peyton Manning yet.
Well, but he's already got more championships.
Yeah, but if we're saying Mahomes only got to get 7 to become the GOAT, then how can he pass a GOAT just because he has 1 more than the GOAT? Peyton Manning don't have championships mainly because Tom Brady was there.
Isn't that the same argument LeBron and Michael Jordan? Because LeBron only has 4. Remember, he's got 4.
I got that.
So Magic has more. Kareem has more when it comes to championships.
I got that.
You know, I mean, Bill Russell has more, but that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at how great you are and the championships add to the greatness.
Is
this like a LeBron MJ kind of debate?
Not yet.
Can we get there?
It's still levels he has to get to. Like, the reason why we can make this debate about LeBron is because LeBron's 38 years old. Patrick Mahomes potentially still has 10 years, so we need to get all the data. We don't have enough data.
Okay.
Right? Because he can get hurt, blow his knee out, never be the same player. He can get his shoulder jacked up like Joe Montana did and never be effective again.
Right.
So, like, we don't know. Like, it's been all sunshine and roses for Patrick Mahomes so far. Remember, it was going all sunshine for roses for Brady, too, before he tore his knee up.
Yep.
And then they didn't win for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he had some disappointments in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And some other guys became good and was able to knock him off. Remember, he's still – the reason why I believe his era is going to be harder than Tom Brady's is because, one, I think his division isn't going to be a sweep like it's been – like it was for Brady every year to make sure he gets the first round bye.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to do this more than once going the road because there's no guarantee.
This is the first time he's had to go on the road and do it.
And he's going to have to do it again before this story's written.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's going to have to do it without Travis Kelce and probably 2 to 3 seasons, right?
Okay.
Tops.
I mean, I look at it. So Andy Reid is 65, said he's coming back. I would give Andy Reid at the
five,
worst,
let's say 5 more years.
4 to 5 years left. Right. Right. Yeah.
And Kelce will be gone before that.
You think so?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, now he got a dog in his division. You got a dog.
The Chargers.
You got a dog, and they going to run.
Yeah. Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. Yeah.
It's going to be an attitude adjustment. I know we look at
– now, Sean Payton is in Denver. And
I'm not worried about
no,
him.
He got
no quarterback. I ain't worried about him.
Eventually, they'll figure that out, though.
What I'm saying – eventually. Yeah. Maybe they draft somebody, and they draft somebody like Paxton Lynch, and he sucks, too.
That's a good point.
And then they just stuck.
That did not work.
So what I'm saying is, now that Harbaugh is in the division,
okay,
you got somebody that, yo, I can coach just as good as this dude. And if you don't believe me, check out my record.
Of course.
In the NFL. Not my college record.
Yeah.
I know how to do it here.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I can guarantee you that the Chargers won't be is soft. They about to be. If you ever watch Michigan, if you ever watch Stanford.
Oh, yeah. Line of scrimmage is a dogfight.
If you watch what San Francisco was under him.
Yes.
A quarterback running for 300 yards in a game.
Yeah.
Talk about pull, power, gap, running schemes, bending your face mask. Yo, look at some of that San Francisco tape. And then a quarterback that already got good receivers to throw to. Now, they got bad cap issues. But, man, like, it is not going to be a cakewalk now. So, it's not going to be Brady, the invitational. Oh, we'll win 6 games in our division, and all we have to do is win some other games, and we'll have the first overall seed. He going to have to go through Herbert in his division. Lamar be back. Joe Burrow be back. It's going to get more difficult. And I think it's going to be an environment because all those guys are Patrick Mahomes, are younger than Patrick Mahomes, and they're already here.
800-919-3776. We got more calls to get to. We will get to them, of course, and finish up with all the conversation regarding the Super Bowl, what we saw, and then what is to come with Patrick Mahomes still very much in his prime. Already 3 championships in. They asked about it. Again, this is from the morning show from DPR and Rothenberg. It was an interesting over-under that they had. So let's think about this, and we'll talk about it on the other side. If you set the number at 4.5, meaning championships, mm-hmm. for Mahomes, would you take the over or the under? He's got 3 now. He's 28.
Taking the under.
You're going under. Okay, interesting.
I
did say we'll talk about this on the side, but you want to give it to me now. Go ahead.
No.
4.5. Bart's saying under. What do you say? We'll get to the calls.
Bell.
Coming up. But first, hey, it's pond hockey season on Long Island. We got ours set up in the backyard. Callie skated on it a little bit. We haven't had enough freezing weather, although I think we are getting some snow, I believe, starting late tonight into tomorrow. So we'll see if we can get the backyard rink going, but ESPN New York wants you to be part of the action. If you head to ESPNNewYork.com or the ESPN New York app, get a chance to win a 60-minute time slot. Not at my backyard rink, no. This is better. The outdoor synthetic rink at the park at UBS Arena. Have you seen this? It's awesome. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. Join the New York Islanders for some fun in February. Take advantage of special ticket pricing for upcoming home games at UBS Arena and be there for every thrilling matchup. Get your tickets today at NewYorkIslanders.com/Feb.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so Bart, just so you know, this is not Spanish.
This is Spanish.
It's just Cab Calloway, man.
This is broken Calloway. See, now you're talking English. Now you're about
is
to go back.
Is that a bilingual
Spanish
song?
Yeah, now you're about to go back.
You know, this is like a crowd like shout back song.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea, is he says it and then he has the crowd say it.
Bro, I know who Cab Calloway is.
But you started saying it was Spanish.
It is. He do put a little Spanish in there.
He does not put any Spanish in
there. He had a nice perm in his head, too.
800-919-3776. Let's continue with the calls. We got so many to get to. Let's get to them. Let's take Arsenio in the car. Arsenio!
Fellas, how are you?
Good.
Why are you talking like Barry White, man?
Yeah, did you notice that? Arsenio?
It was a long night last night. You know, I'm a little hungover.
All right, I hear
my voice.
I got you.
Night.
Okay.
What do you got?
Did you guys hear what Greeny said about Rex coming to the Jets?
Yes, we played that on Friday.
He ain't coming to the Jets.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
He not coming to the Jets, man, especially if he over there with Dallas.
Well, I mean, that's the Dallas thing would take him out of the running. Not necessarily.
You're talking about next year. You're talking about next year.
But, yeah, I don't think, Arsenio, I don't think they're making any changes now.
They're all in.
Will they
year.
Make a change after this year? I think that door is open.
Well, that's what Greeny was talking about.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Tessa in West Caldwell. Hey, Tess.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
All right, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I just got to make a comment. Listen, I feel like Rex is thirst trapping. Like, why are you going out calling someone, asking them for a job? Like, if you really was a hot commodity, wouldn't they be calling you? And I'm going to be honest with you. They entertained him, but I there's no way they're bringing Rex back. 7 years out of it, I don't care how feisty they think the team would be. They're going to go with Mike Zimmer. I just think they're entertaining it because Dallas likes to be in the news. Maybe they're America's team, all this blah, blah, blah. But they're going to want to sign in Zimmerman. I just don't think Rex got it anymore. Because if that's the case, why you been out of the league for 7 years?
Zimmer's been out for a while, too. Remember, he was the head coach of Minnesota. He's been out maybe 3 years, and he's older than Rex as well. He did used to be the defense coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. But everybody knows that Rex Ryan is one of the greatest defensive coaches in all of football. And I think sometimes they look at his bravado.
Until his telltales come. But that's always been Rex's problem.
His what?
Like two seasons, he'd be all that. And next thing you know, offense start figuring out his defense. And that's why he got ran out of Buffalo.
Well, they never figured out his defense in Baltimore. He was
no,
there.
They definitely didn't.
And so, like, over here too, the thing is, he's just going to be a defensive coordinator. He's not going to be a coach, so he's going to focus on exactly what he's great at. And, you know, he's one of the greatest defensive minds of our generation. He's like Dick LeBeau, Joe Johnson. And I think maybe, Tess, you're just a little nervous because that would put him in your division.
Absolutely not. They're going to still be trash. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't care. Rex can come all he want to. They're going to still be trash. They still never make it past the first round. I'm ready. Bring it. If anything, bring him just because of that. Just because of that, so then I can call all next season and wild out.
Let me tell you something. Like, not to be funny, if he went to Dallas and they maybe bring in a guy like Devin White from Tampa Bay to play inside linebacker, he's been balling out of there. They just need an inside linebacker. That might be the most talented personnel that a Rex Ryan defense has ever had. When you think that he has two showing off outside pass rushers and two outside lockdown.
No way. Listen, you making excuses. Dallas had all the tools this season. And yes. Dan Quinn was coaching his behind off, yes. And he still couldn't get past
so,
it.
So let me.
I'm trying
and explain, right? So when you think about a Dan Quinn defense, right? Think about.
Right.
Not aggressive defense. Think of like Rex's defense like Todd Bowles, where or like a Wink Martindale, but
okay.
the best version of that. Like when I was with Rex, I was with Rex for 11 years. I don't think we have maybe only given up a 100-yard rusher maybe five times in 11 years, or maybe 10 times. We were number one without Ray Lewis. When Ray Lewis got hurt, we still was number one. We was number one his first year here, number three here. He's never – my career, I never was less than 10th in defense. And that's with great players, not great players. Like, if he went there with that personnel, Dallas would be the most dangerous, physical, violent defense that you've ever seen in recent years. We used to call it the bird flu, where teams where guys were injured were afraid to even step on the field because what Rex could do in scheming up people to be free to kill your quarterback, right? Like my first time ever playing against Tom Brady, we hit Tom Brady 27 times. Like we shut down Peyton. Like he is a defensive genius. And his dad.
So even with all the rules here, Bart, excuse me for a second, even with all the different rules, how they protect the quarterback, you still think he'll be successful? They don't let you pin your ears back no more and just go take the quarterback's head off. That's what would scare me about Rex.
Rex would not care.
He's going to get crazy like how he wants to.
Rex would not care. He'll take a 15-yard penalty if your quarterback's not going to get back up.
Like,
no, I swear to God, I'm not even being funny. And like, remember when we came in here and Bill Belichick. So we watched on film that they were high-lowing Chris Jenkins and taking his knees out, which is a legal technique. And the first thing Rex said in his press conference, if you take out one of ours, we're going to take out two of yours. It's no such thing as equal. Whatever you do or however you want to play, we're going to take it farther than you will. And, like, I'm telling you, it will be – listen, he took over the same defense that Mangini had. Pretty much.
Right.
Brought myself in and maybe a couple players. And we were by far the number one defense in the league. And it wasn't even close.
You right.
And, like, if you give him generational players like Parson and you give him Dexter Lawrence and you give him two lockdown corners, he's just going to blitz you to submission because he knows you can't make him pay on the outside because he has lockdown guys. And he don't have to because he got – like, he would scheme up ways – to make Michael Parsons or Lawrence be a free hitter on your quarterback. And he moved Haloti Ngata at 350 pounds to safety and devised a plan up how to make the running back have to pick him up. And his name was Rudy Johnson. And all Rudy could do was cut him because of the scheme in the front dictated that, okay, your running back got to pick up the safety. But he made a nose tackle, a safety. And he knocked the guy unconscious. Like, he didn't make the game because he you got one or two things. When a 350-pound guy is blitzing from 12 yards off, either you move out the way, which will get you fired and get your quarterback killed, or you stand up there and you're going to die because this dude is running from 12 yards deep. Or you can't cut him because if you cut him, he's going to fly over you and land into the knees of your quarterback. And your quarterback's going to blow his knee out. So Rudy said, okay, I'm going to try and cut him. And he knocked himself unconscious. Like, but Rex would do stuff like that, like move Adelius Thomas to squat corner and then blitz him from the end on a corner blitz. But it's really not a corner blitz. It's really a linebacker blitzing, and you can't account for him because he's not in the box. So he has so many things that he can do. And if you just tell him to worry about defense – it would be dangerous. Zimmer,
Bart,
good.
You think he stayed out all this time because he was just waiting for the right opportunity?
Yes.
Like, why did he stay away for all these years?
Because he had to swallow his pride.
He wanted to be a head coach.
Yeah, he had to swallow his pride and say, hey.
Oh, okay.
He had to swallow his pride and say, I'll go back and do.
That's right. Remember he had told us, because we had asked him a couple of times, Tess, when we've had him on. And he would always say that I want to be a head coach. Like, I don't want to go backwards. I believe I'm a head coach. This was a situation that he reached out to Mike McCarthy because he knows that everybody doesn't think he's interested in being a defensive coordinator, but he said to Mike McCarthy, I would do it because I want to get back to the Super Bowl.
And because Dallas is a high-profile job, and he knows if he's in a Super Bowl,
there you go.
Everybody's going to say, oh, my God, we forgot.
Yeah.
what this team, what this dude defenses look like.
Right.
Because they haven't seen him as strictly a defense coordinator. Remember, when he was in when he was in Buffalo, he wasn't a defensive coordinator. He wasn't calling the plays. Right? That was
right.
Mike Pettine.
He wasn't.
And when he was here, he wasn't calling the plays. He only called them in Baltimore, where he made right. the game plan, he taught the game plan. And I'm telling you, the coaches that he would bring out of the woodworks to teach mm-hmm. guys are some of the greatest teachers in all of football.
Yeah. Tess, always good to hear from you. Well, thanks. What you got
you
one?
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it, Tess. Let's see. Manny in Flushing. Manny?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good. Listen, let me ask you this. Well, by the way, happy belated birthday to Bill Russell and Christina Ricci. Do y'all know that they share the same birthday?
Who's that?
Bill Russell and Christina Ricci.
I did not know that.
Well, happy birthday to the GOAT.
Hall. Yes. Let me ask you, Bart, because you've been in the NFL for well-known as a decade as a player, and now it's a decade in media. Do you think that Kyle Shanahan has been the most unluckiest coach in NFL history?
I don't know if it's been lucky because he's starting to be on the wrong side of history. Now, he started a tree that's ridiculous, right? Remember, Sean McVay from his tree. LaFleur from his tree, like mm-hmm. you know, he's got the goods, but it's just he can't get over the hump, and he can't get over the hump because the guys that he's playing against are arguably two of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, and you know it's shame in that, but when you look at it, it's a lot of people that didn't have championships because quarterbacks of that caliber has stopped plenty of guys from not winning championships.
Yeah, because I was on Twitter last night, and there was some dude who's posted to his tweet like the San Francisco 49ers are the Utah Jazz of the NFL.
Ooh.
Because of missed opportunities. And yeah. By the way, speaking of NBA, Alan, the Knicks have lost two in a row. Do you think fans should be concerned, disappointed, or just let's see how it goes?
Well, you got your whole starting front court is injured right now. So the concern mm-hmm. is only about getting healthy. I wouldn't be concerned about losing two games that you were very competitive in and just you lost them basically. There's better teams right now because they just have more talent on the floor than you do. So, you know, they've got to get through this All-Star break and they got to get healthy. And you got to expect that once you get into March, which, believe it or not, will be right there when the All-Star break is over, that's when you got to start getting healthy again. I'd be more concerned if in March that you're still not healthy. You know, so that's really it, Manny. You made all these moves. Thanks for the call. You made these moves. You got to now put them on the floor together to see what they're about. But even like the game against the Pacers, they were very much in that game. And, you know, Bogdanović was brand new, didn't really know what he was doing, and really just struggled with his shooting. He's going to be better than that. Burks was terrific. I mean, he did everything you expect him to do. Mm-hmm. But they just didn't. They were so small. They got killed on the boards. So don't overreact to this stuff, guys. You know, like, you see what's coming. They got to get healthy. That's, to me, the most important part. Frankie in Kew Gardens. Frankie.
Hi. I'm a big fan of your show. Just have a couple of quick points and a question. The first point is in regards to Aaron Rodgers. I think as Jets fans, I was personally very frustrated in watching and get frustrated every year in watching the Super Bowl and seeing that, we never make the Super Bowl. But I feel like this past year, we could have been in it in the playoffs, even given the situations with, like, the offensive line issues and no backup quarterback and a second receiver. But I think that I would certainly be happy with having Aaron Rodgers playing against a team with Patrick Mahomes. And I think that Aaron Rodgers and Burrow are probably the only two dogs at quarterback, so to speak, that can stand up against that team and Patrick Mahomes. But my question is, with all the needs that the Jets have, how realistic? I know that there's the conversation now is that the receiver on Raiders, Adams on the Raiders, they may not be willing to trade him to the Jets. Mm-hmm. If they were to do a trade with the Raiders, would our 10th pick for the Raiders, 13th pick in Adams, would that be realistic or not really?
Huh? Say that again. Hold on, you're saying swapping picks?
Mm-hmm.
Swapping picks along with Devontae Adams.
So they move up three spots and you get Devontae Adams.
I don't know. Like they have a book where they do the math and the calculations about the value of it.
There'd be more to it than that. Yeah.
But Davante Adams has to go and probably ask for one, and he got the coach that he asked for. So I don't know if they want to do that. You think, you know, Josh Jacobs probably be back. You think about they went out and got Jacoby Myers and they got Renfrew in the middle. They maybe think they can do something, right? And if you can't do that, the Jets have to have a plan B. And the plan B has to be within free agency. You think about all the receivers that are out there. They got to go find one. Like, you know, Adams would be a great piece, right, because he would be a number one caliber type of guy, somebody that knows the system. But if that's not the case, you got to be able to go out there anywhere from Hollywood Brown, anywhere from Calvin Ridley, T. Higgins, Gabe Davis. This is a good time to be in the market for a high-end receiver, because it's going to be a lot of them out there and a lot of them available. I hope they don't do something silly like, okay, let's sign OBJ because the Ravens aren't going to bring him back because they got a bunch of money. Because OBJ looked done to me. And if you think that he's going to be a 1A or a 1, look at his stats from playing with an MVP with a great running game and other good receivers in Zay Flowers. I would fall for that banana and tailpipe. But, you know, Mike Evans as well could be somebody that, you know, you want to pay for a short stint, a 3-year contract, which, you know, would probably end when Garrett Wilson is up. So then you can re-sign Garrett as well. You know, I would be looking towards that, you know, even a DeAndre Hopkins.
That'd be an interesting name. But that's going to be a big part of the story. That and the offensive line, of course. All right, coming up, we'll continue with your calls before we hand it off to the Michael K. Show. Do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness and watch your bank account grow with extra pep in your step? Catch Jovia-itis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking and account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia and start spreading the wealth.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So the halftime show was good. The ending was good. Most of the game wasn't, of course. But still, performance was great. So who do you want for next year? What do you want?
It's time for Dreezy to go do it. He's messed up people's bets before, you know, saying that he picked the team. I think he put $1.1 million on the Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay. you got to go Drake. He's the biggest thing out there not to have done it yet. Yeah. He's super commercial. He's backed by corporations. So
did you see when it was before the game started, Ice Spice was in the suite with Taylor Swift.
Ice Spice thick as peanut butter now.
I know. But there's a moment where Jason Kelsey's there, and I guess Taylor introducing Ice Spice to Jason, and it really did look like a make-a-wish moment. You know,
he probably did
like he's meeting Annie.
Ice Spice was a hell of a track. Ice Spice was a hell of a track player, track runner too.
Really?
Yeah, that's why she got them buns.
Okay.
Yes, she was an amazing.
But it just looked funny. Like he's looking at her like, oh, pleasure to meet you, young lady.
You know, she's from out here.
I know. I told you. Her brother plays football on the island.
Is he in football? Yeah,
he's a quarterback.
No, I own a prep. Westchester.
That's right. That's what it was. He played
against St. Anthony's.
That's what it was. Right.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I knew it was something. I was wrong about the anthem. Little corrections here. I thought Reba sung it quick. Apparently, she still hit the over.
Ah.
It was 95 seconds, and they had 90.5 seconds for the over-under on this thing. So she held the note, right, Dino? She held the one, or did she repeat a word?
She repeated the brave at the end.
Do you think she knew something?
Yep, somebody like, in
somebody
ear.
Was like, hey, take like, this a little
stall,
long.
Stall, stall. Brave!
See what she drove away out of there.
And just got the hell out. Will any player cry was another prop bet.
Oh, yeah.
Man, well, Chris Jones
always did. And he forced that out.
He squeezed his eyes.
He squeezed his eyes to get it out.
He did. And they had the camera on him as if they knew. Crazy, right?
Yeah, he always cried.
Coin toss. You talk about a 50-50.
Yeah, that's
roulette. So the kickoff coin toss was heads, and then the overtime was tails. So the total 50-50 worked out in that whole thing. But like some of the props are kind of fun for like all the before the game stuff. But how about will they show Taylor Swift during the anthem? They did not. Did we get too much Taylor, Bart, real quick? Or was it just enough?
I was turning the channel, so I don't know how much Taylor we got, but it wasn't.
How did they change the channel during the Super Bowl?
It didn't seem overly. It was boring as hell.
It didn't
what do you
feel.
Mean?
And then she chugged, apparently on the scoreboard, she chugged a drink.
I chugged a beer.
Yeah. But the kiss at the end, that was kind of a cool moment, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
and you could hear her saying, that was amazing. How did you do that?
Like, I mean, she's clearly turned on. Like, her man is a modern day gladiator. He got them buns for sure.
I mean, it was
twice.
A pretty cool moment.
If he's smart, he'd get her pregnant so he can get child support.
Or he just puts a ring on it. Maybe
nah,
just
no,
does that.
He didn't go that far. Hell no.
K-Show next. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.